For many Jamaicans, 2018 was to be the year of financial independence. 6 days into the month of February, however, and quite a few of us are no wealthier than we were last year. So, how can a change be made, and how can the goal of financial freedom be achieved? Investor and writer for EveryMickle.com, Randy Rowe, is of the mindset that investing is the key to achieving financial goals. He says investing is for everyone.
Well, I invest, is it for? It's for everybody, literally for everybody. I get that question all the time. I don't have a lot of money. You know, whenever people hear investing, they think investing is big money immediately. It is not that big money thing. You can open an investment account with some people with $5,000, $10,000, you know, big. The money, open their account and enjoy it back up and give them back, but keep their account. Investing literally is for everybody. I know, preach all the time, all my friends are coming, they're sick of it. I tell them, somebody tell me they're feeling, I ask them why.
Mr. Rowe advises that Jamaicans begin to look at financial freedom as a goal to be achieved. Speaking with NCUFM yesterday, the investor gave an example of why he believes investing is a better option than saving.
In September 2017, if you had put your money in a bank account for 1 year, you'd have gotten 0.67% interest on it. Say you're saving to that car, 0.67% interest. Barely anyone looks from an interest basis. When you look from a fees and charges basis, it's less than you actually lose money. Yeah? So if you want to actually get your money, you're saving. Anybody who is thinking about saving, I would encourage them to invest.
Mr. Rowe says financial literacy in Jamaica is very low, something he attributes to our fear of numbers. He is encouraging Jamaicans to become their own financial experts.
The general financial literacy, I think, is very low, and it's exacerbated by the people who actually know how to make money. The financial people, they make a lot of money from having financial know-how seems to be something that's for the experts. Everything you hear is experts. I'm not knocking that. There should be experts, and you should always lean on the experts for information and for guidance. The bar for expertise in our minds is set a little bit too high. You don't need an expert to tell you how to do your budget. You don't need an expert to tell you how to handle your personal finances, and you certainly don't need an expert to start investing on the stock exchange.